WICN in Worcester, this is the Venture Forum, Tales of Entrepreneurship from Central Massachusetts. I'm your host, Mark Reed Edwards, Executive Director of the Venture Forum. Now let's start today's tale. My guest on the Venture Forum this week is Elaine Vecchio, Director of Entrepreneurship at Worcester State University. Elaine is an entrepreneurial marketing and business development professional with proven B2C and B2B experience. She built Vecchio Multisport Performance Services into one of the most recognizable brands in triathlon coaching in New England. At Worcester State, she's involved with developing the startup ecosystem in central Massachusetts, developing and implementing a three-year strategic plan for the Center for Entrepreneurship, expanding and increasing fundraising for the entrepreneurship program. And she also led an initiative to bring E4All to Greater Worcester and now serves on the founding committee and as chair of the advisory board programming subcommittee. Elaine, it's wonderful to have you on the Venture Forum.
Thank you, Mark. I really appreciate that.
Should be a fun discussion. I gave a short rundown of your career, but can you share your background and your path to Worcester State?
Sure, I'd be happy to. And I often share my background and my path with my students to, you know, use it as an example that you really don't have to have a straight path to get where you want to go. And so my background actually started out with majoring in human nutrition in college because of my love for endurance sports. And what I was hoping to do with that degree was one day be able to coach athletes with their nutrition. But I learned when I was at Mass General Hospital doing my dietetic internship, the actual day-to-day of that wasn't very appealing to me. And so I decided, all right, I don't quite want to do this. However, I can look at other careers with this. And I thought, I'm going to get my MBA and see if there's a way that I can combine my love of nutrition with being able to work in a greater context within an organization. So after I got my MBA, I joined a small company that focused on nutrition education and community and corporate wellness programs. And it was really a lot of fun, but I knew the company was not positioned to scale, that it was going to be a very small organization. And at that time, the dot-com boom was really taking off. And I started
I've been there.
It was an enticing period of time, wasn't it?
Yep.
So I actually managed to get a job in sales development at a startup in San Jose. And that was my first time working in a VC-backed company. I was maybe employee about number 30, and it was just such an exciting time to be in a startup company and just really love the energy of it. And really, that got me hooked on startups. And I went from there to another startup in Marlborough, Massachusetts, and really loved that company and what the work I was doing there in business development. And when I left that company, when my first daughter was born, I thought I'd take some time off and really focus on being a mom. But it didn't take long before I started getting a little bit itchy. I started training for triathlons again, teaching spin classes, and people asked me to coach them. So I started coaching people, and my husband kept saying, you can make a business of this. And I'm like, I don't know. I kind of want to keep it as a little side gig. But really, the demand was there, and it was growing, and triathlon was growing as a sport. And I just couldn't help but go after that opportunity to be able to put together a company that would be able to help people train and achieve their endurance sports goals and also build a community around it. And that was the part that was really fun, was, you know, building a triathlon team of about 50 people, being able to have cycling classes that people would come to from all over the area. And it just was a really, really fun thing to do. And, you know, a few years ago, I started thinking, okay, I'm loving this, but what's going to be my next gig? And I really wanted to be able to work with students and to be able to share my love of entrepreneurship with them. And that's how I got to where I am today with you, Mark.
And it's a testament to the fact that you don't need to have an MBA or a business degree to be an entrepreneur, right?
No, you really don't. And I find that I don't draw upon that very much, nor did I when I was actually starting and growing my business. It's more this ability to see an opportunity that's there and not only just see it, but be willing to move forward and start trying to go after it and to go after it in a way that is you're learning as you go rather than really having like this big drawn out 40-page business plan as to how you're going to do it.
Yeah. I don't want to downplay the importance of an education. Obviously, you're at Worcester State, and yeah. You know, I believe really firmly in education, but often, the entrepreneurial bug comes from a deep interest in something, and that's where yours came from.
It really does, and that's what I often share with my students is, you look at things that are very familiar to you and that you really like, and you're often able to see the problems, the glitch that's there, and that you can figure out how to solve, and those are the places that you want to go to really think about ideas to pursue, not like just looking out in the broad marketplace and saying, well, that looks like an interesting mm-hmm. industry, I'll go after that.
Yeah. What makes Worcester and Central Massachusetts special for you? Do you have a story about, why you're here, why you're still here in Central Massachusetts?
Oh, I love it here in Central Mass. We came here about 25 years ago when my husband, who's an English professor, accepted a position at Worcester State. But I grew up in Boston. I grew up in the Hyde Park section of Boston, so I always wanted to come back to Massachusetts. And when we moved to Central Mass, at that time we moved there because my husband got a good job in the field that he's interested in, but we really fell in love with the place. We love where we're both into cycling, I'm into running. We loved how we could go out for bike rides, go hiking. We learned how to sail on Lake Quinsig. There's great restaurants. It's like so much that this area has to offer that many people don't know about, but when you move here, you don't want to leave.
So let's talk about Worcester State. What's the mission of the entrepreneurship program at Worcester State?
Really, our mission is to promote an innovative spirit and an entrepreneurial mindset throughout Worcester State University and the greater Worcester community. And the way we're going about doing that, Mark, is we really have three pillars for that. And one is the area of entrepreneurship education, because we're an institution of higher ed, and we do see the value of understanding the theory of it. But really in our education, we connect that theory with the practice of entrepreneurship, and we offer a concentration in entrepreneurship. We just are in the process of launching a minor in innovation and entrepreneurship. But in addition to the academic part of it, we really feel strongly that with entrepreneurship, you need to practice it. And so we have a lot of co-curricular activities for the students to be able to take what they're learning about in the classes and be able to practice it and try it out in a fun and really collaborative setting. And then the third pillar, which really relates to my work with the Venture Forum and with eForall, is connecting the university to the broader entrepreneurial ecosystem of the greater Worcester community.
And it's a state university, and state universities are typically underfunded, yet they play a really critical role helping first-generation college students get their starts. What role does entrepreneurship play in that, do you think?
It plays a huge role. And I'm not just saying that because I'm director of entrepreneurship at Worcester State, but it really does, because entrepreneurship, we feel, really helps prepare students for professional success, no matter what their major is or their career path. And really at Worcester State, we view entrepreneurship in a broad context. It's not just about starting a business, which is a very important part of entrepreneurship and of great value to our students. However, entrepreneurship, it's a way of thinking and acting and being, and it combines the ability to find or create new opportunities really with the courage to act upon them and go after them. And those are skills that our students can take and can help them to be very agile and successful no matter what they pursue.
And one of the things we spend a lot of time thinking about at the Venture Forum is mentorship and connecting entrepreneurs with mentors. Does your program do that for students, and how does it do that?
And mentorship is such an important part of entrepreneurship. And at Worcester State, what we do is not only are we trying to help the students understand the value of having a mentor and mentorship, but also how to best use that type of relationship. So we have a couple of entrepreneurs in residence that offer weekly office hours. And to encourage students to try that for the first time is we actually incorporate having entrepreneurship office hours with our classroom, with our coursework. So students, you know, they'll have an assignment to meet with an entrepreneur in residence, but we also teach them how to prepare for that type of meeting. And our entrepreneurs in residence have a little rubric that they use to help be able to assess how the student is doing and be able to provide feedback. So we use it as an opportunity to help our students learn about the value of mentorship and how to best go about using that type of a resource.
So do they share their business plans, their ideas? How prepared do students need to be when they talk with their mentors?
And it varies quite a bit depending on the student. Most of them are really in the early part of having an idea and are not quite sure how to test out that idea and see if it really is an idea that there's enough demand in the marketplace to want. So we'll have them think about it and have a few action steps that they want to come out of that meeting with the entrepreneur in residence to do. Very few of our students are ready when they go into a first or a second meeting with the entrepreneur in residence to really have their business model completely thought out and actually had it tested by that point.
I've judged a few of those types of competitions, and what I found, I kind of make the analogy to Little League baseball. When someone steps up to the plate and has never swung a bat, their swings are usually almost flawless because they don't know what they don't know. And often a student maybe doesn't know, the rules that keep people within a box when they present their idea. And sometimes you get the most amazing, pure ideas that need some refinement, but it's often just a lot of fun to see the enthusiasm and ingenuity, with students who maybe don't know what they don't know.
And I completely agree with you. And that's one of the things that I find so fun and so energizing about the students and their enthusiasm. And they don't know what they don't know. So there's this freedom there that people who have been around for a while, they kind of unfortunately have lost that. And so we really look to encourage that and to be able to help them to slowly test out, aspects of their idea to refine it. But that's one of my favorite parts about working with students.
So one of your involvements that I mentioned at the beginning is E4All. I'd love to learn more about E4All, what the organization is all about, what its mission is in Worcester.
Yeah, E4All is such a wonderful organization that I just learned about when I took on my position at Worcester State. E4All was started 10 years ago by Desh Deshpande. It's probably someone you're familiar with, Mark, from his days when he started Akamai Technologies and grew that into the force that it was. Along with several other companies. When Desh left sold his last company, he was looking to be able to use his resources to make an impact in the world. And he did make a big donation to MIT, and he knew MIT would do great things with that money. But he also wanted to take some of his money and be able to help people that don't usually have the access that others take for granted. So he thought, most people, if you go into a community, you ask a group of people, who wants to start a business? Many, many hands will go up. And if you then ask them, okay, how many of you have started to work on it? And most of the hands will go down. And when you talk to those people, and they'll say, well, I really don't know how to do it. I don't have the knowledge to do this. Or I'd love to do it, but I don't have the resources or I don't have the network. And Desh thought, well, why don't we provide these things to these people? This is, simple enough. And so he founded E4All, the first location in Lowell. And the mission of E4ALL is to help people from underrepresented groups be able to start and grow their own businesses. And they do this by providing education, a business accelerator program, which is a 12-week program, by providing mentorship. Each entrepreneur in the accelerator is matched with three mentors, and being able to provide them with additional networking opportunities and small amounts of money, nothing big, but a little bits of money that can go a long way with a startup. So that's what E4ALL does. And for years they have wanted to get into Worcester, but they really haven't, would start moving forward, but really wasn't able to really pull it off. However, last year, a person who's on my advisory board for the Entrepreneurship Center told me about E4ALL and that it would be a good fit for Worcester. And I thought, yeah, but we've got a lot of things going on here. So I didn't give it the attention then. But then the pandemic hit and we thought the Main Street types of businesses, they're going to get decimated. People in Worcester who rely upon them are going to need some help, digging through this. And so we thought the time is right for Worcester to be able to bring an E4ALL location to Worcester to be able to help people start the types of businesses that really are the fabric of their community.
And what kind of programs has E4ALL done in the last several months?
Well, what we've done is they had a pitching event in the fall, which was a lot of fun. But the big thing that they did is they launched the first business accelerator a few weeks ago. And we had 28 applications for the 15 spots. Mm-hmm. And it was tough going through those applications and doing the interviews. And having to select the 15 out of 28 really interesting ideas and people that were just chomping at the bit to get started. So that has started. The 15 are going through the program, and we've recruited 45 mentors to be able to support those entrepreneurs.
So what kinds of businesses are these?
Oh, they're fabulous, and they're really across the board. I will say that one of my favorites is a company called Beyond Booze, and it's started by a millennial who immigrated from Bangladesh, and she has a product that she is confident can create that feeling of a slight buzz, but without alcohol. And so we're not sure yet if that product is real, but we figure it's going to be a really fun product to test.
Sure.
So that is definitely one of my favorites. The other ones include things such as one of the companies has like this Uber laundry system type of service where people who want to have their laundry done, his service comes, picks it up, does the laundry, folds it, and returns it nice and folded back to the user. So really just really interesting businesses. Another one is a video production company that's been started by somebody who's an Emerson grad. He had been working for many years in the industry at Hasbro, and then he lost his job because of COVID. And he thought, well, yeah, I can't rely on another business. I really got to be able to, start my own business and really, drive my own destiny here.
That's great. Got to take a break here, but when we come back, I want to talk about the next big idea competition, and I also want to find out more about your background in endurance sports. I think that's a fascinating background to take to entrepreneurship. We'll be right back. Back on the Venture Forum with Elaine Vecchio. Elaine, can you tell me about the next big idea competition?
Oh, sure, I'd be happy to. That event was started 6 years ago when a Worcester State alum named Bob O'Brien was a big fan of Shark Tank. And he thought, Worcester State students, they're creative. I'd love to let them have the opportunity to think about their ideas and be able to pitch them in front of a group of judges and be able to win some cash. So that's where it started. When I came on board a year ago, we made some slight changes to it to have it focus more on taking that idea and testing it out and be more of testing out of like a business model and making sure that the business model works versus developing a business plan for a business plan competition. And this year we've added another component to it where leading up to the next big idea competition, we actually have an idea accelerator program where we lead the students through a series of sprints where they work on their idea and slowly move it through the process. And with the grand finale for 10 of the finalists would be the next big idea competition.
How is that? Because I run the 5-minute pitch competition for the Venture Forum, and we had our first kind of dress rehearsal in January. We've got our finals in March, on March 9th. And running it virtually actually worked out pretty well. How has running something like the Next Big Idea competition worked out for you virtually?
It worked out well. Last year, when the pandemic hit in March, our competition was supposed to be in April, and it was going to be in person at the Worcester Idea Lab. And so we did have to pivot and move it into a virtual format. And we actually found that it really was a great format for the competition. More people were able to attend that competition than had ever attended the Next Big Idea competition in the past. We had competitors who had family members from around the country tuned in to be able to watch them compete. So we found that the virtual environment actually worked great for the finale. The part that we found didn't work as well, and I think it was because it was so new to us at that time too, was the support of our finalists in the weeks leading up to it. I do feel like we could have provided them with a little more structure and a little more support. And from that's the reason we put together the Idea Accelerator, to really have a structured program leading the entrepreneurs through the whole period of time leading up to the Next Big Idea competition.
I would imagine your background in endurance sports means that you're big on preparation.
I am huge about preparation. I'm huge about really big into setting really lofty goals that are going to be a stretch, that are, you're like, I think I can achieve this if I really go about smart doing it. But that really is a big part of the way I approach things, not just sports, but my work at Worcester State and pretty much anything else that really matters to me.
Yeah, so let's talk more about endurance sports. You're a triathlete, right?
Yes, I am.
Mastering just one of those three things is not going to win the race. You've got to be good at all of them, and they're, vastly different, right? Running, swimming, and biking use different muscles. They use different parts of your brain. And I'm just interested in how that kind of background, that kind of ethic that you had, that you devoted yourself to training for, shaped the way you view life and business. It seems like it makes you kind of flexible and able to take on multiple things.
It really does. And I do think that triathlon tends to attract people who are flexible and who want to take on new challenges and who don't just want to rest on their strengths, but are willing to learn something new and try to become really, really good at that. So it's no longer their weakness and hopefully can be an eventual strength. So I really think that type of flexibility and that willingness to learn and that interest in learning both informed myself as an athlete and the way I competed in the sport I chose to compete in for so many years, but also very much my interest in entrepreneurship. When you're an entrepreneur, you need to be flexible. You need to want to keep learning. You need to be okay with not being good at everything and actually not being good at a lot of things that are important, but trying to get as good as you can at those things.
And you're never finished, right? So you're always trying to improve. And I think the same is true in life and business. Anybody who in business who thinks, okay, I think we're done. You know, the business is, you know, on a straight and narrow path. That's when, you know, things come up that throw a wrench into the works. And so always thinking that you've still got to be training, you've still got to be thinking about the future.
Yeah, is
something I'm sure that you know, when you were out running and then swimming and then biking, you're not thinking, oh, good, I'm glad I'm done with that. You're thinking about taking the next step, right?
Yeah, you think about taking the next step, or you're reflecting back on what you just did, you know, what you could do better, what you can learn from that. I really think that sports and the ability, when you become, to be good at a sport, you have to be really good at accepting some of the setbacks and not letting them knock you down, but rather look at them as learning opportunities. And that's really the same with entrepreneurship, that you have to, you know, you're going to have really good days and things are going to be going really great. And then all of a sudden, something's going to get thrown in there that you weren't expecting. And it's how you handle those unexpected things that's really going to matter and going to lead to your being able to keep going and hopefully pivot if necessary and achieve what you're hoping to achieve.
Yeah. Great athletes, great business people put their defeats behind them and try and win next time, and learn from, you know, you learn from your mistakes, and you can kind of put that together and dust yourself off and go on to the next victory.
So true.
Yeah. One of the things I like to do when I close out these episodes is think about the future. And there's so much great stuff happening in Worcester, even during the pandemic. You know, the pandemic may have slowed some things down, but I'd like to think about the future, say 10 years from now. What does entrepreneurship look like in central Massachusetts, and what does Worcester State look like in 10 years?
I love this question. I really do. Entrepreneurship in central Mass 10 years from now, I view it as totally thriving with really strong connections among the various resources and stakeholders in the area, like the Venture Forum, E4All, the universities, the banks, corporations, foundations, really just strong connections. And I view this thriving entrepreneurship place, though, really being built up by the people of Central Mass and for the people of Central Mass. So I love, that's the way I view it 10 years from now. And then for Worcester State, in 10 years, I think Worcester State will have achieved our vision of being the premier university for entrepreneurship education.
That's awesome. There's just so much potential, and it's so fun to think about the future while we've got all this work in front of us. But really appreciate you joining me here on the Venture Forum, Elaine. I really enjoyed our chat.
Oh, thank you, Mark. I enjoyed it, and I really appreciate the opportunity to join you here today.
I'm Mark Reed Edwards. We'll see you next time. Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Venture Forum from WICN in Worcester. Join us next week as we continue to share tales of entrepreneurship from Central Massachusetts.